my stomach just there?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey.
What's this?
This is Only Smelling Sunset, our podcast where we wittily recap episodes of the hit Netflix series Selling Sunset.
Yeah, we're into our third series. Literally threes of people have asked us to come back and do another series.
Yeah, it's our third series. It's the actual show's
sixth series.
So yeah, fine. We've only done half.
Season, I guess they would
call
it.
Get over it.
Yeah. And we're straight back into it with season 6, episode 1, which is called I Wanted to Hate You.
It just feels like something a child puts in her diary. I wanted to hate you.
But I couldn't.
You wouldn't let me go on the school tour, Mom.
And we got a little recap to start with.
The recap actually was needed. In my head, I was like, could we skip this? But no, I didn't remember a fucking thing.
It was good to see because it's probably the last time we're ever going to see Maya.
Oh, RIP in peace.
We miss Maya.
Thanks, guys.
We see them all ringing a bell. They all have a little bell ringing episode.
Which they do every time they sacrifice someone. So that was Maya's bell ring.
Chelsea has joined. Chelsea Lalsy.
Yeah, Chelsea's now just like featured cast member.
Yeah. And then they talk about Christine a fair bit. And then they do a very funny moment where Christine is standing on the top of stairs and turns away and fades into the distance. She
walk
just disappears.
Away. Yay. She's gone. We'll never see her. She's dead now.
She is gone. It always makes me think of a bit from America's Next Top Model.
Yeah.
Where
the person just holograms out.
Yeah, where they go, and the one woman one time said, and she brought a star to just fade away, and then she faded away.
She indeed faded.
We also get one shot of Vanessa and then a plane. No one says a word about Vanessa.
Yeah.
No one even mentions her name. We just see her beautiful eyes looking off to the side and then a plane taking off. And that is a series wrap on Vanessa.
She just did a little blink and then... I actually am going to miss her because she gave us a good, like, normal person's perspective on everything.
Yeah.
When things were crazy, she was like, what the hell is this? It was like, that's how I would feel.
Yeah.
So I miss her.
We will miss Vanessa. An angel.
An angel crafted by gods. Beautiful eyes.
Beautiful, round, voluptuous eyes.
Personality. Smoking hot personality.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're into it.
We're in the episode proper.
Yeah, it takes off. We get a line from each of the girls. Chrishell says she's having some kind of awakening. Mm-hmm. They were all dressed wildly.
Yeah, we kind of swap between all the people. They just like walk behind like a load-bearing pillar and then on the other side it's suddenly Mary. There's a new gal, Nicole. We see her. We haven't even met her in the episode, but she says something like, I'm just here to shake things up. I don't know. Where she's from.
And then we don't hear from her for the rest of the episode. It's like, wow, silent but deadly.
Yeah, they all kind of give us a little recap of what their life is, where they're at. Heather?
I love love.
And Mary's only interview piece is about Christine.
Yeah, that's all she has. That's her only frame of reference. Speaking of frames, Emma does an unbelievable pool break.
She is a shark.
She, and I mean pool as in the game, not the... swimming. She just leans over the table and I was like, oh, here we go. And she nailed it. She didn't pot anything, but she spread him out good.
And then we meet Brie as well. And she kind of looks like, do you remember the...
I have exactly what I think she looks like. Should we both say it at the same time?
Sure.
Okay.
Three, two, one. The
young
evil
Cher.
Person from The Little Mermaid when...
Ursula?
But when she becomes a human.
Oh, I
at like
seen
the
it.
End of the movie.
Topical though.
It is. I think her name was Vanessa when she's the evil person.
R.I.P. Brie spells her name B-R-E, so we're going to be calling her Brah.
I mean, Davina's going to be calling her Brah.
Brah. Nice to meet you, Brah. I mean, Brie.
She also kind of looks like Christine with a dark wig.
And at this point, we can't rule that out.
No.
So let's see.
And now we're into a house.
And whom's house?
Whom's house?
Whom's house?
Harry's house.
Harry's house. They could have played any song from the album called Harry's House by Harry Styles. They didn't. They played something like, oh, it's a house, look at it.
But it did sound like it could have been a Harry Styles song.
It did not.
It did. There was a male voice singing.
A male voice who you could tell by his voice he was like dressed elaborately.
Yeah.
The house was amazing and
yeah.
Emma said, so private too. as she said while the camera looked on, millions of viewers and an award-winning podcast.
And when Chrishell entered the house, as they probably got like the whatever that thing is at the start of TV shooting that outlines what's going to happen during the day, Emma still looks so shocked when Chrishell walks in. She's like, oh
my god, I Chrishell. Saw you on the casting call. But yeah, it was awkward. Chrishell was being really horny about Harry. Like, she asked if he'd left anything in the house, and Emma said shoes, and she was like, what size were the shoes? Like, calm down.
Bit creepy.
Yeah. None of our business. He's an 8.5.
First big plot point of the season. Where are Harry Styles' shoes?
Yeah. Who gobbled them up?
Chrishell has not been in the office since she broke up with Jason.
Yeah, Chrishell's been working from home, which I just think is a funny little pun when you're a real estate agent. That is, because you're always working from some home.
I also love how Chrishell is telling us she hasn't been in the office since the breakup from the interview chair in the office.
background of office.
Yeah, that they all sit in when they're doing little interviews to camera. And she's like, I actually haven't been in the office since we broke up. And wait, she's in the office.
I've just had a thought. Maybe that's a green screen. Because how often are they going to clear out the whole office for these stupid talking heads where they just say things like, she was weird to me.
Don't ruin this for me.
It's fine. I don't know if you saw Chrishell wearing the most real estate piece of jewellery you can find.
I literally wrote a question for you saying, Chrishell was wearing a necklace. What was on that necklace?
A house key.
It was a key.
That's funny. That's like a surgeon wearing a stethoscope.
Or a scalpel.
They often do. Or a glove.
But we get a little shock. The duo that have been bezzy mates, like sisters, this whole time, Mary and Chrishell, have not spoken since Chrishell broke up with Jason.
And Mary chose Jason in the divorce.
Which is what Chrishell thinks. But
to be fair, he's smaller, so he's easier to carry around.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. And speaking of Mary and Jason, we're on to Mary, Romaine, and Jason.
Oh yeah, at a building site. Not a hard hat between them, and that was an active building site. So, I've sent an email.
Has Romaine got Frencher?
He has!
I think he heard there was going to be someone called Brie on the series and went, Brie? I must be more French.
Not on my French for watch. I can't remember what that is.
We also got an architectural rendering.
Ah, first of the season.
A first of the series as a whole, I think. Incredible scenes.
It was beautiful. It was rendered nicely. It was exactly that.
Mm-hmm. And then we see all the rest of the girls for the first time this season, and it's them just talking about Jason's new girlfriend.
Yeah, so Jason, it emerges that he has recently, the reason why they're there, he's bought 4 condos. And numerically, that's only 20 less than the age of his new girlfriend. She's 24.
Whoa.
He's 45.
Yeah, she's young. He's not.
Each to their own. I hope they're very happy.
Yeah, they seem happy. We find out later they're happy. He's happy.
Oh, he's in love.
We don't know about her. Her name's Mary Lou. She could be from the Grinch.
We go to a cafe.
Yeah, I've got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Heather gets a latte and 2 sparkling waters that asks for one other thing. What did she ask for?
A non-sparkling water.
Did you know how she described it?
I can't remember.
A flat water.
A flat water. A flat white and a flat water.
I think that's just called water.
Yeah. You don't know what it's like in LA. Can I have like one of those like iced waters but without the ice? So just a water. Okay.
Yeah, sure. A latte, 2 sparkling waters and a flat water, please.
Yeah, I wrote down she had mad liquids. She's pregnant, so she's allowed. You know those cravings you get for flat water?
Yeah, and then Brie arrives to meet Heather. I don't know why Brie is meeting Heather.
Did you catch, the barista's t-shirts?
No.
Fucking stupid shit. On the back it said, I got 99 problems, but a brunch ain't one. That's so bad. Cool. And all the baristas had that. The indignity.
I feel like...
of wearing that.
They probably didn't choose to wear it.
No, but who did? Anyway, Brie.
Brie is here.
Cheesy as ever.
Yeah.
Bruh.
She's wearing green.
She does look like, to me, young Cher.
Okay.
Oh my god, we have a huge bombshell coming.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of jumping like back and forth to the office.
Yeah.
Where they were like, the girls were sort of giving a reaction to Brett and like what they thought of her. And then Davina said, Nick's really cool. And it just sort of, we put the piece together that Nick is obviously who Brett is with.
Mm-hmm. Or with is a...
Well, yeah. And then someone was like...
Strong term.
So because her... partner is cool, that means she's cool. Oh no, I think it was Chelsea, wrong accent. Anyway. And then we find out who Nick is.
Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon.
Brett is one of Nick Cannon's baby mamas, which I did not... I don't know how we missed that.
Brett.
Yeah, amazing.
That's huge. That should have been in the trailer for the... Every... That should have... That's a big thing.
It is a big thing. And as long as they're happy, he gives a fuck.
She has such a unique experience. She's one of millions of women that have mothered a baby at the hands of Mr. Cannon.
Exactly. But also, we got our first look at Davina. Which is a bigger news altogether.
Oh, Davina Watch 1.
Davina is here.
Dressed like an old maid.
Dressed like a pirate wench.
Better. Much better. She looked... She was a scene stealer. Always is.
And also, her like one fucking line of dialogue she got this episode. What sort of underscoring music do they give her? Clown music.
The jesters.
Oh, Davina. They do you dirty every time.
And she just keeps coming back. She's like, yeah, I'll sign up for another series.
We love her. We need more.
Yeah.
When is the spinoff? And as we flash back to Bree, she's eating a glass of yogurt.
Yeah, I thought it was a glass of like whipped cream. It was like a tall glass with cream. Something white and...
Creamy
in there. So anyway, she's just had a baby 6 weeks ago. Respect.
What?
6 weeks.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Bree arrives. Bruh. She arrives in the office.
Bruh. Yeah. Heather comes in with her like a prize bruh.
With her bruh. And she's like, hey everyone, this is Brah. And she introduced her to everyone. And they're like, Brah, sit anywhere. Sit anywhere. And then she chooses where to sit. And then Chelsea's like, don't get too comfortable. That's Chriselle's desk. I hate this. Is it hot desking or is it assigned seating? Please.
I know.
Decide.
Well, whatever happens to Vita is always down the back. That's another issue.
Throwing paper airplanes.
And Heather's always down the back, actually. I think it's done in like priority.
But it's not.
Priority boarding. Yeah. I don't know.
But it's not.
Because Emma's always at the front. So they have like... fairly regular seating, but then where does Mary go? Because she's sometimes the boss.
I think she sits at the front as well because it's closer to her other desk. She doesn't want to walk. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so like immediately Chelsea Lousy was rude. Mm-hmm. And then had a conversation. She's like, honestly, don't worry about not selling anything in your first year. And then the claws were out.
Chelsea's like, oh, I made like 9 mil in my first year. And honestly, I was just so happy to just do that. And then Brea's like, I made 20 mil in my first year.
No, she made 100 mil.
No, I think she said 20 mil.
I thought she said 100. She made many mils.
We are not a fact-checking podcast, so we are not going to go back and find out.
She sold more.
She sold more by a fair amount.
Yeah. And Chelsea looked silly.
She did look silly.
Which is always funny, because she was trying to be, like, condescending.
Yeah.
But she ended up being condescended to.
Yes.
Condensed milk.
So, yeah, Chelsea and Brett are being set up to be little rivals, it seems.
Yeah.
And honestly, Chelsea's coming across badly to me.
Yeah, and we need something because Christina's gone. So I'm happy for any one of these girls to be the mean one.
Mm-hmm. Now, the moment of the episode. Chriselle and garlic dip.
For a long time, I thought G-Flip's name was Lil Pump. Lil Pump is someone else entirely and possibly like a controversial rapper. So I've settled on G-Pump. And we're introduced to the concept of, and also the actions of, Chriselle and G-Pump in a studio environment.
Yeah.
Lil Pump is drumming, and then Chriselle comes along and does simply the worst drumming I've ever seen in my life.
I'm going to say I would do worse.
Second worst drumming I will potentially ever see in my life, and you can tell it's love, because then G-Flip goes, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Fucking liar.
There was another moment later where Chriselle does a terrible impression of someone like saying, okay, that's a wrap, everyone. And G-Flip.
Flips out.
They fucking lose it.
And it wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny.
I'm sorry. They're in this bubble, this little love bubble where like everything is funny. Nothing was funny.
None of it was funny. And
that's how you know it's love.
Yeah.
I wish them the best.
I do wish them the best. I have another question for you.
Yes, please.
If you were given a picture of Chriselle and of G-Flip and you were told one of them was the smelly kid at school, which one would you say? And here's why you're wrong.
I cannot. If I speak, I will be in trouble.
Fine. But we both know. And we also both know it's not true.
Yeah. Because
Chriselle was the smelly kid in school.
Yeah, I was the smelly kid in school. For like the first series, that was, if anyone remembers, that was Chriselle's line. Yeah, I was the smelly kid in school. And everyone was like, okay.
I feel like she said it once, but we really locked onto it.
Yeah, because it's a funny thing to say. You think if they get married, it'll be Chriselle Flip Because she flips houses. Like, oh, that's God. A great name for a realtor.
Do you think that's why they're dating? Like, that's the only reason.
It crossed my mind.
C flip and G flip.
The flippers. They're look. Ah, they're cute together.
Yeah, it's very cute. They seem very happy.
It's nice to see a queer relationship on the show, which is usually painfully straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy for them.
Congrats.
And we move on to someone.
Stop laughing at things that aren't funny.
Yeah, come on.
I'm joking.
Get it together.
Whatever.
That'll wear off.
Like week two. That's actually not funny.
They'll be sniping at each other.
Where's he sniping?
Snipping and sniping.
And flipping and flipping. Okay, Emma is staging a house to sell. I think it's still the Harry Styles house.
I'm not sure yet. It's Emma's open house or something is what I wrote.
And what do you bring out the big guns to wow everyone? A set of beige balloons. Didn't even know they sold them in that colour.
Yeah, and she's wearing a dress of medical tape and fringe from a cushion.
Yeah, correct.
And the other big guns she brought out? The tits. Her tits are out.
Righty and lefty. For all to see. More on that later.
Mm-hmm. Chelsea has a vagina purse.
It was more of a vulva purse, actually, if I could just be...
Oh, please. I'm not a doctor.
Anatomically correct. And then Emma licked the purse. Mm-hmm. And then Jason said, is Chriselle coming? Leaving that one out there.
And she does.
Many times.
Turn up to the party. Turn Get up. Your mind out
oh
of that
gutter. Oh, my God. Amanda looks like a different person every time we see her. In every scene, she has a completely different hair color and style.
And I kind of love it.
I like it too, but it takes a minute to go, is there a new girl? No, it's Amanda.
It's Amanda. It feels like Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Like that she's like a spy.
Yeah. Oh my God, Amanda.
Or Jean Parmesan.
Jean, oh my God, it's Amanda.
Mary's just so blown away every time she doesn't realize it's Amanda. She's like,
huh? Oh my God. Romaine's like, oh gosh. Jason and Chriselle have their first kind of on-screen chat since the big breakup.
Yeah.
Jason was mad simping.
I felt like it was kind of cute. He was like trying really hard to be nice and not awkward. And I think he did a better job than Chriselle of making things not awkward.
It was nice at the start. It seemed like everyone was just getting on with life. But then he started saying stuff like, oh, I've been watching every single one of your Instagram stories. Every single one.
Okay, I have a point to make about this. And I'm going to make it.
Okay.
Chriselle says, okay, it's brave of you to admit that you're stalking me. If you are putting stuff on your Instagram stories, you are asking for people to look at them. So if someone looks at your Instagram stories, don't be fucking shocked. You're putting that stuff out in public for people to look at it. Don't be shocked that someone looked at it. IMO.
Okay.
I'm very passionate about this.
Okay. I think he came on a little hot and heavy.
I just don't think watching someone's Instagram stories is stalking.
No, but it was the way he was like, I've seen every single one of them. It's like... He was like appointment TV.
I feel like he was making a joke.
Mm.
I don't know why I'm defending Jason so hard here.
I don't know either.
But
we'll let the list.
This whole thing, I was just like, I don't know. I felt he was trying his best, and Chriselle didn't make it easy.
I think Chriselle has like secret beef, though. I think she's like a little bit pissed off with him because it came to light that she was a bit pissed off with how that reunion show went, and
yeah,
like she'd moved on, but he'd been like banging half of LA, like yeah. So I don't know. Is he putting on a bit of a sad? I don't know. Look, it's not for me to say.
You know what? Maybe we'll find out as the season goes on.
Yeah, none of my business. I'm not even interested.
None of my business, except it is my business because we're watching the show and recapping it.
Actively.
Bree arrives.
Breh.
And she knows Chelsea's friends.
Yeah, I thought more was going to come of that.
I think it's going to come down the line. I feel like we're being set up for like a long story of Breh and Chelsea Lalsy just not being mates.
Chelsea basically brought two girls to the party that were absolutely not going to buy the house. Who was? It's too expensive.
Mm.
And they had like a dirty past with... Well, they didn't get on the previous
Yeah.
Part. Why? Why would you bother?
I'm just confused because Chelsea Lalsy, when she introduced the gals, was like, they're my best friends and also they could buy this house because they're like super rich. And then Brett was like, these are two gals that I used to model with.
Yeah, and like modeling, famously, a very poor industry.
But just implying that they're not like the fucking uber elite, super wealthy people that would be buying Harry Styles' house.
Yeah, they were no Claudia Schiffer.
They were not.
Or Glenda Gilson.
No.
Anyway, there was a surprise appearance from Micah, Mezcal guy.
Oh yeah, Mezcal Micah.
I don't know if he's with... I don't know. None of our business. Wasn't really touched on. Who cares?
I feel like potentially they did touch on and we just weren't listening.
Yeah, fair. And can you blame us?
What do you think we are? People that recap episodes of Selling Sunset for a podcast called Smelling Sunset?
Oh, get a life.
Mary arrives.
Brought with her very little. Empty hand. Empty hand, empty heart.
Her and Chriselle have their little moment. And like, it opens with Mary being like, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. Are we cool? Like, straight out the gate, as in, she knows they're not cool.
She guilty as hell.
She knows.
They have a bit of a tiff over Mary picking Jason's side. I don't care.
But we end the episode with a producer talking to Chriselle. We hear a producer speak. Is that the first time we've heard a producer speak?
I actually think it was.
Let's ring the bell. First time a producer spoke.
Bing, bing, bing.
And the producer asks Chriselle if she can forgive Mary for taking Jason's side. And that is where we will leave the episode.
We did also see Chriselle take a titty shot out of Emma's titties.
Yeah, we should probably not end the episode until we talk about that.
Yeah. So at one point, Chriselle... I think Emma was on one. I don't know. Emma was just on one. Maybe she had a bit of mezcal. Who cares? She put a shot in her titties and Chriselle drank it out.
She drank it out.
And it was a wild episode.
And that's where we'll leave the episode.
Yeah.
It's a good place to end.
Yeah. And also, Brett said, there's always tea with me. So adding the tea, is she Brett?
She could be.
And then also, I just got a vibe that Chriselle was a Cancer because she said something about Mary and I was like, that is such a grudge to be holding. She is exactly a Cancer.
And why do you know that that's something that
Cancer does? Because I'm a Cancer and I hold a grudge every day of my life. At least 7. And that's it.
And that's where we'll leave the episode.
That's show business. Hope you enjoyed it.
Season seems like it's being set up to be good.
Interested to see what happens with the new gals. Brett, definitely the fire starter. Still have to meet the other one. Nicole. Chelsea Velsey's going to be mean.
Seems it.
Emma's a bit of a hoot.
Yeah, I think that's what we figured out last season as we were watching it, that we came around to Emma as like just a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
And then Heather, I guess we've just nothing to say about.
She's pregnant.
Yeah.
Go for her.
Woo! Mommy.
Okay. Yeah, okay, bye.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening, if you're listening still.
Appreciate it. Give us a rating and all of that stuff.
Oh my shite. We'll figure it out with the next episode.
Whatever.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.